So it goes like this. Let me get the right key here. What do we like on that? It's close enough. Oh, the Alabama's keel was laid. Roll, Alabama, roll. It was laid in the yards of Jonathan Laird. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. That's very simple. I heard some voices out there already. Somebody knows it. It was laid in the yards of Jonathan Laird. Roll, Alabama, roll. Which was in the town of Birkenhead. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. Down the Mersey way she sailed then. Roll, Alabama, roll. She was Liverpool fitted with guns and men. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. From the Western Isles she sailed forth. Roll, Alabama, roll. To destroy the commerce of the North. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. Into Cherbourg port she put one day. Roll, Alabama, roll. For to take a share of prize money. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. Many a sailor lad he met his doom. Roll, Alabama, roll. On the bay the Kearsarge hove in view. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. 'Twas a shot from the forward pivot that day. Roll, Alabama, roll. Shot the Alabama stern away. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. Off the 3 mile limit in 64. Roll, Alabama, roll. Alabama sank to the ocean floor. Oh, roll, Alabama, roll. Thank you.
I try not to have to make announcements like this, but I will make this one. One of the boys who's selling programs back there has lost his sister. I don't know whether she's a big sister or a little sister. Her name is Yo-Yo Tootin. Yo-Yo, will you please go back to the Coca-Cola machine? And please, I think the reason that you can't hear, every now and then somebody comes down here and says, won't you please turn up the sound? Well, I think that if the people who are singing would speak up and sing out a little bit, we wouldn't have that difficulty. We're doing the best we can. But I think it's the way the fella is projecting. So please project, participants. A beautiful couple who have recently come to Florida to make their home are Lawrence and Martha Older. They now live at Lake Hamilton. Larry is now retired, but he was for 30 years a logger, and for 33 years a journeyman machinist. But both his parents were traditional singers and fiddlers, and this has been passed down to this remarkable man, Larry Odler, and his wife, Martha.
Play a medley of three fiddle tunes with the dulcimer first. And then we're going to sing two songs afterwards. And the medley of three tunes is Balkan Hills Lament. It's a little faster lament, but we're going to play it that way. We may come to a stop, but don't applaud if you please. We'll go into our second number, The Boys of Blue Hill Hornpipe. And the third fiddle tune will be my own composition, Light and Airy Reel. Martin named the tune. Balkan Hills Lament. Knew it, I'd have to tighten that bolt. If I was a blackbird, we're going to sing together. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top rigging, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily white breast. I am a young maiden, my story is sad. For once I was courted by a brave sailor lad. He courted me strongly by night and by day. But now he has left me and is gone far away. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top riggings, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily-white breast. He promised to take me to Donnybrook Fair, to buy me red ribbons to bind up my hair. And when he returned from the ocean so wide, he would take me and make me his own blushing bride. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top riggings, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily-white breast. His parents don't like me and will not agree that I and my sailor boy married should be. But when he returns, I will greet him with joy. Take to my bosom, my dear sailor boy. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top riggings, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily-white breast. Thank you. We'll sing one more. I think of this song every time I come here. We're on the riverbank. And there's something else I think of. It's best explained in the second verse, because even if we come here annually or semi-annually, there's always someone, or almost always someone, who's passed on in the interim. And it's a sad feeling when you think about it, you know, people that have been here amongst us singing and then they're not here anymore, but we think about them somewhere else, maybe singing the songs or listening, and it's called Gently Down the Stream of Time, and we're on the banks of the Suwannee, so. Gently down the stream of time floats our bark over the sea. Sweetly peals the evening chime. Hear it echo wild and free. Friends have gone, vows have been broken, fears and doubts, hopes sublime. Careless words, so idly spoken, lie sleeping neath the sea of time. Careless words, so idly spoken, lie sleeping neath the sea of time. Over on the golden shore, forms unseen are chanting low. Strains we love in days of yore, memories of long ago. Voices now are hushed forever, tears and flowers strew their graves, and this might
mighty rushing river buries all beneath its wave. And this mighty rushing river buries all beneath its wave.
Thank you all very much.
That was just beautiful. Larry and Martha Older, who now make their home in Lake Hamilton. Now, this is what you've been waiting for, maybe. The Southern Appalachian Cloggers from Canton, North Carolina. They're going to be accompanied by the Bucksnort Barn Dance Orchestra.
Get all the wires off the stage, please. All the wires.
I have a lost child down here. Please keep up with your children. This little girl's name is Megan. Please come get her. All right. The encore.
Forky Deer.
Well, if you want any more of that, you can spend $3 tomorrow and come back. All right, I want you to keep up with your children now. And you, all right, you children, get off the edge of the stage and don't dig up the grass, please. We have, as you know, we have hundreds. I believe that we must have 200 people on the program. And all of them, top performers. So many of them top performers. And they do this. It's their avocation, their love of music, their love of history, poetry. They love what I love. And I hope some of me has rubbed off on them. My love, my continuing love of finding and preserving the traditional music of our country. Here's a case in point. Don Grooms of Gainesville.
Bigger than this. First off, I'd like to thank our warm-up group. Listen, they're friends of mine. They're from up in the same area of North Carolina that I am. Around Waynesville, Canton, Cherokee, North Carolina. It's been suggested that I introduce the rest of the group at this point. I don't know if you folks are prepared for that or not. Marty Schumann on the banjo you've seen earlier. On the bass, a chicken farmer from Wooster, Ohio, named Tim DeMass. One of the finest chicken pluckers you'll find.
If he hadn't told me to be nice, y'all in for trouble.
Listen, I came down from Hills, North Carolina a few years ago, and a land developer called me on the telephone and asked me if I'd like to buy some property up there. And I told him, well, I didn't buy any property, but I wrote this song about it. I got a long-distance call from Carolina. Said there's big things happening in the hills. They're developing old Lookout Mountain just so I can get away from city ills. Wouldn't I like to invest in the future? Wouldn't I really like to settle down in a rustic cottage in the mountains, far from the confusions of a town? Well, they are selling quarter-acre home sites. Nothing down, no payment for a year. If I want the deluxe plan, I just send them 15 grand. I can be a full-fledged mountaineer. And I says, get your greedy arse out of my mountains. Go back to Miami or to hell, 'cause you're screwing up the hills of Carolina, ones that I have known and loved so well. He says, does that mean you don't want in the project? Could you recommend uncles or some aunts? I says, if I could have it done, my friend, I'd call the Pentagon, have them drop an A-bomb in your pants. And then you'd never be able to have children, 'cause you'd be impotent and sterile. And if I could, I would, I'd get rid of you for good, but the punishment would be just too darn mild. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign on the dotted line. And then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call while he rapes the hills of Caroline. Marty! Well, I says, get your greedy hands off of my mountains. Go back to the animal shelter you came from, 'cause you're making of the hills of Carolina what the hills of California have become. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign on the dotted line. And then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call while he rapes the hills of Carolina. While he rapes the hills of Carolina. I see you folks don't own any quarter-acre home sites up in the hills of Carolina. They told me Art Linkletter was their ecological advisor, so everything would be all right. Actually, the people in North Carolina, in the mountains up there, feel about Florida people buying the property about like you do, about Yankees coming down here and buying all the Florida property. Little banjo music, Marty Schumann. Wish it was daylight so I could see what the people way back up there look like. But the people down here look normal.
Are y'all in the back as good looking as you sound? All right.
We've had a couple of requests, but we're going to play anyhow. Now, I did have a request. A song I wrote a year or so ago about my least favorite food in all of America. It's called Everybody's Gotta Draw the Line Somewhere, and this is where I draw mine. Well, I was working my way across the country, finding folks who'd gone back to the land. I'd say all I can do is sing my songs for you and eat supper with you when I can. And then I found a Georgia sharecropper. He'd never seen me before. He says all we got's potatoes and possum, but there's always enough for one more. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat possum a lot. But he said possum meat is not that hard to eat when possum is all you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady.
If you can yodel. How an Indian from North Carolina sounds trying to yodel.
I swapped songs with a Louisiana Cajun on the banks of a little bayou. He says all we got's crawfish and gator, but it sure makes a mighty fine stew. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat alligator a lot, but he said gator meat is not that hard to eat when gator is all you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. Then I sat with the Seminole Indian, watching deer meat rot in the sun. says we don't have a whole lot to offer, but you can share it with us when it's done. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat rotten deer meat a lot, but he said rotten meat is not that hard to eat when that's the only thing you have got. And this Seminole Indian said, yodelady, 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 play somebody. Anything you got to offer, I'll even tell you snakes and snails are fine, but everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. Yeah, I've been all over this country, and I'll eat most anything you have got, but please don't invite me to dinner if liver's what you got in your pot. Yeah, I'll eat most anything you got to offer, even tell you snakes and snails are fine. But everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. You, thank you, fellow liver haters. You probably don't like squash either. We'll do that directly.
How about some stewed tomato and light okra? You gotta eat fast before it falls through the crust.
Yeah, that sounds like Jewish food.
They were from the south of Israel.
Ah, yes. I was born and raised back up there in the hills. My mother raised five kids on an income of $20 a month. So when our clothes got worn out, you know, when the kids, the older ones, I was way down there at the bottom. When they got down to me, there wasn't much left. But my mother would wash them and patch them, and she'd say, they're not much, but they're ours, and we didn't steal them, and nobody gave them to us. So wear these old jeans and walk proud, my son. So I wrote a song for my mother called Walk Proud, My Son. Well, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do it without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. The closest store was 35 miles away. Although I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes, I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Little auto harp. Got a son of my own, he's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, and hold your head up. Most of you know that one of the greatest songwriters in the state of Florida is a man named Will McLean. But he is also a fine harp player, and he's going to join us up here now for a couple of songs.